Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. Well, you asked for it, and we heard you. Back by popular demand is another episode about tips and tricks that you can use.
We'll be demonstrating creative ways of working with your computer and your mobile device, including interacting with Siri, controlling Pandora, and more. But first for our tip of the week. This week's tip is, if you want to hear your name mentioned on Eyes on Success, send us a tip for the next Tips and Tricks show we do, and if we use it, and if you want us to, we'll give you credit. Send your suggestions to our email address, hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
Well, as Nancy mentioned, a lot of the tips that you'll hear in this episode actually came from our listeners. So send us those tips, and perhaps we'll put together another show if people enjoy having these types of shows.
Some of these tips came as a response to the last Tips and Tricks show, but others came when we sent a note to our listener forum asking specifically for tips.
If you'd like to join our listener forum to share your ideas with us and other listeners and people you've heard interviewed on the show, just send an email to EOS_discuss, followed by the plus sign, followed by subscribe at googlegroups.com. That's EOS_discuss plus subscribe at googlegroups.com. And of course, you'll find the links to this and all the other contact information in the show notes associated with this show at www.eyesonsuccess.net.
In addition, we have another Google group where only we ever post to it, and not very often, but every week we send a note to that list describing that week's episode, complete with a link to the audio and a link to the show notes.
And this is our announcements only list. And we put this together because some people just don't like to see a lot of email in their inbox to clutter it up. And if you want to subscribe to that to find out about what shows are coming up for each week, send an email to Eyes on Success, followed by the plus sign, followed by subscribe at googlegroups.com. That's Eyes on Success plus subscribe at googlegroups.com.
Let's start by sharing some tips that were provided by our listeners regarding some things we said in the last Tips and Tricks show, which was episode number 1605.
So in one of our tips, we mentioned that you can turn narrator on automatically by hitting the Windows key and the Enter key at the same time.
And after we said that, we got a very nice mail note from Lewis Marr saying that you can turn narrator off the same way. So the Windows key plus Enter is a toggle to turn narrator on and off.
In our previous Tips and Tricks show, we also talked about using the program SongR to download MP3 files and audio automatically from YouTube and other sources.
And we got a note from Beth, who some of you may know as Snow Bunny, saying, well, that works great, but there are other ways to do that. And if you want to capture an MP3 from pretty much anything, you can go to anything, numeral 2, mp3.com. So that's anything to mp3.com, but the 2 and the 3 are numerals. And if you want to capture an MP3 from a YouTube video, you can go to youtube-mp3.org.
So there are some other options for people who just want to try out some other methods of doing these same things.
So thank you to Lewis and Beth.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
This week's focus topic is an assortment of tips and tricks for using your computer or mobile device. So here's a handy one. Even if you can't see, there are times you might want to know whether a light is on. Just think about how many times you've gotten instructions like, press the button until the LED flashes. Well, if you can't see the LED flashing, here's a way that you can find out whether it is. This is an app called Boop, which will help you detect whether the light is on or off.
Let's see how this Boop light detector app works. Now, usually, I leave my computer monitor off when I'm using my computer because what do I need it on for? I'm using a screen reader and I don't need to see what's on the display. But I do like to know whether it's turned on or off so I can save power or sometimes for privacy. So I'm pointing my camera at the screen now and I don't hear anything from Boop. So that tells me it is probably off. Let me turn it on.
36, dimmed. 46, dimmed.
And now Boop is telling me that the computer monitor is on.
48, dimmed.
And it actually gives me some numerical values to let me know how bright it is as I move it
dimmed.
From place to place.
48, dimmed.
Now I'm going to try to turn my computer monitor off.
0, dimmed.
And that tells me it's 0, so there isn't any light and I don't hear anything.
So if you think that would be a convenient app to have, you can find it by searching for Boop Light Detector in the Apple App Store. Here's another handy app. Unless you've got some other means to tell what the denomination and perhaps even the country of origin of your currency is, you can use the Money Reader app to do that. We met some friends for lunch the other day and we asked them to bring whatever foreign paper currency they had, which turned out to be a large assortment. And this app correctly identified them all except for their Jordanian dinar.
And it was actually kind of funny because I just took the money from our friends and spread it across the table in a random order. I didn't worry about what was up and down and even the orientation. And I just passed my iPhone over these bills one at a time. And here's what we got.
Well, you did give the money back.
$5. 10 euro. 20 Canadian dollars. 5 pounds. $20. 50 Canadian dollars. 10 Singapore dollars. 10 Indian rupees. 5 Canadian dollars. 10 pounds.
So that's an interesting app that used to be known as Looktel. And if you search for either Looktel or NAND Money Reader in the App Store, you can put that on any of your iOS devices and quickly identify your money. One thing neat about this application is that you don't have to take a picture of each bill. It works in a video mode, so you can really just scan the bills as I did there, and it'll immediately identify each of the denominations for you.
So that made for a fun lunch. So here's a tip that Ted Henter sent in. Now, Ted's actually been a guest on Eyes on Success twice before, once in episode 1233 when he talked about developing the JAWS screen reader, and again in episode 1313 when he talked about what services and conditions for the blind are like in Panama, where he grew up and spends part of his time. Pandora is a great source of music, and we listen to it at every meal and sometimes in between. And you can listen to whatever genre you want. But the interface isn't so clean for a blind person, but Ted told us about some of the keyboard hotkeys built into Pandora that make it easier to use with a screen reader.
I have my browser open to the Pandora website, pandora.com, and I'm using Internet Explorer in Windows 10, and I'm also using JAWS. Now, the first thing you'll have to do if you want to use the hotkeys that are built into the Pandora web application is to turn off the virtual cursor in JAWS or whatever screen reader you're using. In JAWS, you turn off the virtual cursor by hitting JAWS key plus Z. Now, hitting the space bar will toggle music playing on and off. So if I hit the space bar, music starts playing. If I hit the space bar again, music stops. Now let's start the music again by hitting the space bar. Now let's say I want to move on to the next song. I can hit the right arrow button.
I'm not half the Tom.
And again, if I hit the right arrow key, there's the next song. I hit spacebar to stop. Wow, lots of nice Beatles tunes here. Now, you can also control the volume if you're playing a song by hitting the shift up arrow and shift down arrow keys. Let's try that. I'll play the song again by hitting spacebar and hitting shift down arrow mutes the music, but it keeps playing. Hitting shift up arrow plays the music at full volume again. Now hit space to stop the music again. Some other keystrokes that the Pandora web app uses is the plus key for saying, I like this song, and adding it to your playlist, or hitting the minus key for, I don't like this song, and removing it from your playlist. So you can try those out. They also say that hitting the up and down arrow keys will increase and decrease the volume, but apparently that hasn't been implemented yet, but you might try it. You can always make some of those changes by going to your Windows volume mixer if you want to, and raising and lowering the volume of particular applications.
So thank you, Ted, for that. Pete has a relatively new best friend, Siri. You may know what Siri is. This is how Pete has all sorts of great conversations with his iPhone. And Siri, it turns out, can be handy for all sorts of things, especially if you have trouble looking up information other ways by yourself.
I do use the male voice so that Nancy doesn't get jealous, though.
I use the male voice just because I prefer it to the female voice.
I often encourage people to test out what Siri can do. For example, let's try this. How do you spell supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Okay. I believe you can spell enough of that. But you can also use it to not only spell words, but find the definitions of words. For example, what is the meaning of supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious is an informal term. It means extraordinarily good, wonderful.
And if you're cooking or need to convert measurements, how many ounces in a cup?
1 cup is 8 fluid ounces.
How many grams in an ounce?
1 ounce is 28.35 grams.
So my tip is to just experiment with Siri, ask her all kinds of questions, just speak clearly and distinctly, and that usually helps.
And actually, what I find I use Siri for, even though I'm fully sighted and I could do all of these things using taps, is setting timers, setting alarms. It's much quicker to just press the button, wait for Siri to listen and say, set a timer for 20 minutes, than it is to go through all of the steps that would be necessary using taps and gestures. So here's another thing that Siri can help you with.
Here is one of the lesser-known gestures that can be used in iOS devices when you're using VoiceOver. I came across this some time ago. It can be useful in some situations. So right now, I'm in my Downcast app, which is a podcatcher program that I use for listening to podcasts. And if I flick right, let's hear what it says.
Eyes on Success with hosts Peter and Nancy Torpy.
Now, let's say I wanted to copy that text and then paste it into another application. So the gesture is to take 3 fingers and do a quadruple tap. So,
Eyes on Success with hosts Peter and Nancy Torpy, copy to pasteboard.
So it tells me that that information was copied to the pasteboard. And now another gesture that's new in some of the newer iOS versions is to take 4 fingers and do a swipe left or right to move to another open application. So I'm going to swipe 4 fingers to the left.
Mail, message body, text field, is editing.
And it tells me that I moved into my mail application. So now let's say that I wanted to paste this information into the body of my mail app to tell someone about Eyes on Success. So I'll flick right in the Mail app.
Subject, test message, text field, message body.
And now I'm in the message body, so I want to edit that. I'll do a one-finger double tap.
Insertion point at start of a line sent from my iPhone.
And now I'll use the rotor to select the edit options.
Words, lines, headings, edit.
Edit. Now I flick up and down to find the option that I want.
Add attachment, select, paste.
And there's the paste option. So I do a one-finger double tap.
Eyes on Success with hosts Peter and Nancy Torpy paste.
And that's been pasted into the Mail application. If I want to go back to the Downcast app now, I can use my four fingers to swipe right.
Downcast, back button.
And there I am in the Downcast app again. Now, of course, the other way of moving from application to application is to hit the home button twice to bring up the application switcher. But this is just an alternate way of doing that. One more gesture that is quite useful in the iOS devices is to do a four-finger double tap, and here's what that does.
Starting help. To stop help, perform a four-finger double tap or two-finger scrub, or press escape on the keyboard.
Now, if I perform any gesture, the device will not perform the action, but it'll tell you what the action does. For example, I'll double tap with one finger.
Double tap activates the selected item.
Or I'll do a three-finger quadruple tap.
Three-finger quadruple tap. Copy last spoken text to the clipboard.
And as it said, to exit help, you can either scrub with two fingers or double tap with four fingers.
Four-finger double tap. Start voiceover help. Stopping help.
And there you go.
So, as you may have gathered, if you didn't know ahead of time, there are an awful lot of gestures available for working with your iPhone. And Jose Tamayo submitted a tip about how you can learn those and go back and refer to a pre-existing list. Now, Jose's actually been on the show five times before. In 1150, he was talking about his plans for an extreme canoeing trip. And the following spring, in 1221, he talked about how it actually went. And then in 1213, he described an accessible home entertainment system featuring the Apple TV and its accessible remote. And 1344, talking about Digitize. And then he was part of another show we did a few weeks later in 1349, where a number of people talked about their experiences overcoming challenges. So Jose mentioned the VoiceOver Easy website, which is www.voiceover, all one word, -easy.net.
And just to remind people, if you're missing any of these links or can't write them down quickly enough, they'll all be in the show notes associated with this show, so look there.
In case you're working with a Windows device, there are similar places you can go to find lists of hotkeys and keyboard shortcuts for Windows devices, and Ted Henter suggested that we tell you about those.
And so I actually Googled for one of those, and it turns out Microsoft has a very useful site, which we'll place in the show notes. And on that site, you'll see a combo box that'll let you select your version of Windows. And once you click on that, the rest of the page gives you all the hotkeys that are available in that version of Windows. That can be very useful to get around Windows and navigate and do some special things with the keyboard that are otherwise difficult to do or tedious to do some other way.
And in a similar vein, Dave Engebretson told us about how to get tutorials for working with NVDA and learning all of those keyboard commands. Now, Dave actually was not on this show before, but you may recognize his name because his father, who is also named Dave Engebretson, was on the show twice, once in episode 1218 talking about birding, and then in 1248 talking about sonification of graphs.
The American Foundation for the Blind, AFB.org, has put together a set of audio tutorials that will teach you to use the free NVDA screen reader. So if you're interested in learning how to use that, sometimes it can be difficult to learn to use a new screen reader if you don't have some help doing that. Just go through some of these tutorials and listen to their various segments on how to do various tasks with NVDA.
And if you want to find those tutorials, they're at www.afb.org/learnNVDA. That's all one word. If you want to go directly to the NVDA website, that's at www.nvaccess.org. And of course, we've done some prior episodes about NVDA. The first one was 1250, and then a few years later, we came back and gave updates in episode 1535. But NVDA is great. Pete usually uses JAWS, but every once in a while, he needs to make use of the NVDA that's also installed on his system.
Well, that's right. Every once in a while, if JAWS crashes or something happens, I can fall back to NVDA to get things running again and find out what's wrong with the system. But also this toggle to turn on narrator with the Windows key and enter is a great way of getting some speech available if your screen reader of any kind crashes. And then you can fix the problem and get back to your normal operation.
Dave Engbretson actually submitted a couple of tips, and another one that we thought you might find handy is to use an index card size slate with matching index card for taking down phone numbers when you can't get to some other device for doing that.
You know, when I learned Braille, people showed me, of course, the normal slate and stylus, the long, narrow slate and the stylus, and I didn't know about these index card-sized slate and stylus apparatuses. And they can be very handy because the index card just slips into that, a 3x5 card, or they make ones for bigger index cards. They just slip right in. Everything's all aligned. I used to use index cards like that when I gave presentations at Xerox. And when I give a public presentation, I'll just write little notes on an index card. I can hold them in my hand. It isn't very big, and it will give me a reminder of what's on each slide. Now, we typically do one index card for each slide of my presentation. And that worked very well. And no one ever knew that I was looking at notes to do my slides because, of course, to everyone else in the audience who could see, the cards looked blank.
They thought he was just fidgeting with his note cards. Dave actually suggested explicitly using the index cards and the matching size slate to take down names and phone numbers, and by doing so over and over and over, he's kind of created his own mini Rolodex in Braille. Now for this week's final item, how to create a custom playlist for a Victor Reader stream, and a little bit later, another source of additional tips and tricks that you might find handy. Jerry Chevalier submitted a tip about creating custom playlists for the Victor Reader stream, and you may remember when he was on Eyes on Success in episode 1438, talking about developing DAISY standards and players. With the Victor Reader stream, it's very easy to search for radio stations and add them to your favorite playlist by pressing the bookmark key. However, your favorites playlist can quickly grow to a large number of stations and become really unwieldy. So if your favorites playlist had a lot of stations consisting of music, old-time radio, sports, news, whatever other categories, you can easily separate these stations into a separate playlist for each category, and that'll make it a lot easier to find whatever station you're looking for. We'll put step-by-step instructions in the show notes because although this is fairly simple, the way Jerry enumerated it, there are 14 steps, but it's really pretty easy. In addition, Jose Tamayo from earlier in this show also recommended that people check out the Blind Tech channel on YouTube, and there are all sorts of additional tips on using technology with a screen reader there. And we will have the link to that channel in the show notes as well. So just to give you some examples of the kinds of instructional videos you'll find there, there's one describing how you can turn off autocorrect on your iDevice, and that can be very handy because sometimes autocorrect isn't correct and you want to know what word you're spelling, even if you got a letter wrong, but you don't necessarily want it changed to a different word. You can use your iDevice as a level using VoiceOver, and he's also got instructions for labeling photographs on your iDevice.
So if you have some tips that you would like to share in an upcoming show, you can send them directly to us. Use the email address hosts@eyesonsuccess.net. You can also send them to our discussion list and share them directly with other listeners and chat about them. And of course, as usual, all the links, contact information, and links to the audio of other shows that we mentioned in this episode can be found in the show notes associated with this show at www.eyesonsuccess.net. And one other note before we let you go. This is actually the 300th episode of Eyes on Success that we've recorded. That means that there are now 300 episodes in our archives of shows that you can peruse for downloading episodes of your choice. To make this easier, we've put that search feature on our website so you can enter a show number, a keyword, or any number of topics, and you'll come back with a list of shows matching that topic, along with links to the audio and show notes for that episode. You can put in search terms like sports, employment, recreation, computers, screen readers, anything you can think of, we've probably done a show about it. So give that search tool a try and make it easy to find what's in our archives.
That's it for show number 1640. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking with Beverly Crook about her travels around the world delivering white canes to blind people in underserved rural areas, often giving them their first taste of independence. We'll talk with her about how the Global Cane Outreach Program has grown and some of its successes. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-210-8094.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman Torpey and Peter Torpey, and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. Browse the full archive of programs, find instructions for subscribing to the podcasts, and much more at www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also find us on iTunes, follow us on Facebook and on audioboom.com, at Eyes on Success, or Twitter @_EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success, and have a nice day.